Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday on December 3rd, I'll talk about prosperity for the holidays. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, let me ask you this. Do you have your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? If not, now is the time to order instead of waiting until the last minute. We're only 5 weeks away from the new year, so it's time to start looking ahead and planning. And if you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. That's way better than not knowing when there's a timeout and nothing's going to come of your important actions. You can order either the online or printed guide at our Polaris store. Plus, I want to remind you that you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And lastly, just a reminder that my Honduras Prosperity Retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. Now, that may seem like a long ways away, but if you register the next 4 days by November 30th, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there for one of the most amazing spring equinoxes in hundreds of years. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So what's up in the heavens? First of all, we have the cycle of Mercury conjunct Mars square to Jupiter and Uranus. Now, this indicates multiple potential issues, one of which is that travel could be quite challenging this weekend and next week. This may be due to unexpected challenges or weather-related delays. You may also encounter road rage, particularly on November 29th and 30th, so be careful out there. November 27th is our best travel day. Now, give yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going if you're traveling now. If you're flying, get to the airport more than 2 hours earlier than your flight leaves. If you're driving, allow 50% longer to drive to your destination. And if you get there early, you'll be pleasantly surprised instead of late. We're likely to see a higher incidence of accidents now through December 6th, so drive cautiously. In addition, we could experience high winds and or power outages. So pay attention to your weather and be prepared for loss of power if storms or high winds are expected in your area. The second issue with these cycles of Mercury conjunct Mars while square to Jupiter and Uranus is that communications could get pretty heated. So this is a warning to watch what you say. Don't trigger people into anger. That's the kind of stuff that causes accidents, which are more likely at this time. Now, Mars square Uranus is very volatile energy. It's often associated with explosions, both emotional and physical ones. So avoid emotional blow-ups. Avoiding emotional blow-ups can prevent accidents. the best way to do that is to have a breakthrough instead by not trying to do everything. Mars square Jupiter is often associated with trying to do too much without enough time, money, and energy. So the lesson here is to stay focused on your most important project and let the rest go. Otherwise, you're likely to become frustrated and then explode. The whole works can fall apart if that happens. So stop trying to do everything, because in this case, trying to do too much can create frustration and accidents. So stay focused on only your most important project. Now, with Jupiter in the picture, these energies also suggest a lot of volatility, and that could suggest warlike energies, such as one country attacking another. Now, we're watching some of this with North Korea attacking a South Korean island, but this can also be verbal attacks as well as deadly ones. It's the verbal ones that you're more likely to encounter at work or home. Now, what should you do if you encounter an attack? This is a good time to carry a rubber chicken with you or some other toy to reduce tension and create laughter. You might also carry a rattle with you in your car. If you encounter road rage or anger, just shake the rattle to release and break up any negative energies you're feeling. Mercury conjunct Mars has already peaked and stays in range through November 30th. Mars square Jupiter is in range now. It peaks on November 29th and stays in range through December 7th. Mars square Uranus is in range now, peaks on December 3rd, and stays strongly in range through December 7th. Okay, next. Just as all this is going on, there are also cycles for good communications with the masses and/or powerful people or companies. These communications can lead to making some good money. These cycles are Mercury conjunct Pluto, both sextile to Venus. These cycles to make money are opportunities. In other words, they won't beat you over the head to take advantage of it. So plan ahead and determine how you can best use this period. If you have any holiday promotions, then do your last ones during this period. If you're mailing last-minute catalogs or postcards, this is the time to do it. These cycles come into range on November 30th, but are stronger beginning December 2nd. They peak on December 5th through December 8th, so the best times to do your mailings and email reminders are from December 6th through December 8th, avoiding the timeouts on December 6th and 8th. Now, just one more comment about these opportunities. Notice that you can spend your energy fighting, or you can spend your energy making money. Now, which way would you rather focus your energy? If you've been wanting to contact someone important, December 6th or 8th are the best times to do that. Again, avoiding the timeouts on those days. You can check the timeout periods for free on my website at askmadeline.com. Just look at the Today's Guide on the homepage at askmadeline.com. Now, next, this is a reminder that we're now in blue communications, which will last through December 9th. Now, this period signals us to slow down and double-check all details. You'll be blue if you don't. That's because we're entering the period right before Mercury retrograde, when we tend to make a lot more mistakes. And then we have to fix them during Mercury retrograde, which occurs between December 10th through the 29th. And making those mistakes can be costly in both time and money. So now that we're in this period, we cannot outrun Mercury retrograde, but you can make your life a lot easier by slowing down and double-checking all details. So pay close attention to all details, even in your emails. Before you send out anything, double check it. I've seen multi-million dollar mistakes made during blue communications. And if you'll pay attention to those details now and catch any mistakes before they get out the door, you'll save a lot of time, money, and effort. And if you're traveling now through December 29th, double check all details for your flights, car rentals, and hotels prior to your trip. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Notice that today and tomorrow, November 26th and 27th, both have good final result codes. So these are good shopping days. However, we don't get another green final result until 4:12 p.m. Pacific time or 7:12 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, November 30th. So skip buying gifts on Sunday and Monday. After the timeout on Tuesday is over, we get more good days to buy gifts through Friday, December 3rd. Notice that next weekend, December 4th and 5th, are mostly not good times to buy gifts until late on Sunday. So take advantage of today, tomorrow, and the other days I mentioned for purchasing gifts and other important items. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. Now, this is the information that I give you each week on the radio, each Friday, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. To register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the home page. So get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Metafast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of Ten, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. Ted is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And also, just a schedule note that my last client day this year will be December 14th, so get on the schedule now. So, Billy, do we have some callers?
Absolutely, we sure do. All right, our first caller is Pamela calling in from Bellevue.
Okay, do we have Pamela?
Hi, Pamela.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. So tell me what's up.
I've got a book promotion coming out, and I'm just curious, with Mercury retrograde and the holidays,
when is your book promotion starting?
Well, yeah, when? When's the best timing for that?
Well, there are not too many good days. When will your book be ready?
Well, it's ready now, and I've got the press releases almost ready to go in the next couple of days.
Do you have a good timing, guy?
Yeah, no.
Well, there are two good days. You might have heard me talking about them earlier on the show, December 6th and December 8th.
Uh-huh.
December 8th is a little bit better than December 6th, but it's also closer to December. It's closer to Mercury retrograde, so so you have that little, slowdown going on there, too. So there really is no way to avoid delays now through December with a book release. But I certainly understand you wanting to release it before holidays. So I would choose either the 6th or the 8th if you can do that.
And
before that, you see, the new moon is not until the 5th of December. So if you try to put it out like the 1st, the 2nd, or 3rd, it's like the structures are not quite ready.
Right, right.
So,
okay,
not
and
a
then
good idea.
It's a matter of making the calls and then doing the interviews. It's like, is the timing best for making the calls, trying to get on the shows, or to actually be doing the interviews?
To be announcing it. So you might announce it. Yeah, you might be announcing it via email or on your website, or you have it posted on your website, perhaps, and announce have a big email blast. You see,
right?
And that would be one way to do it, and you know, make your arrangements now to have interviews, you know, on one or both of those days, depending on what you can get. And, you know, you want to choose your best day to make the announcement, generally.
Right, right. So I'm just thinking, like, if I call them on the 6th and the 8th, I'm going to be right into Mercury retrograde when I actually do the interviews.
Right. So it's better if you call them now and tell them you're introducing on one of those days.
Right, right. Okay.
And then make your arrangements that way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that you so that you have a chance to get on their schedule.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. Or do you think with everything going on, it would be better just to wait until the new year, like January?
Well, January is better.
Yeah,
January is better, but I mean, I know retail-wise, you know, this is a big time of the year for retail. So, but January, you'd have to wait until at least December, January 10th.
January 10th, okay.
And, yeah, so that's where we're at. The last good day in December is the 8th. The next good day in January is the 10th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, other than that, it's Mercury retrograde. What's your book about?
It's the title's Giving Voice to Your Cause.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, speaking tips for nonprofit professionals and self-employed people.
So that might work out in the sense that you might be talking about something that they've been working on for a while, and they're going back to re-look at how they present it. So.
Right.
So
right.
It's not impossible that it could work out for the Mercury retrograde. But there's just like delays in it getting out. And so, getting to, you know, as many people as you want it to get.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the New Year's, like New Year's resolution, too, might be a good topic, too. Like, get your business off the ground in the new year. That might work well, too.
Right, right. And speaking tips to help them do that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope that works for you. Good luck.
All right.
And, you know, both of those days have timeouts, so if you're not going to get a guide, I would recommend that you... You wouldn't know the timeouts until that day on my good timing guide. Yeah, on my guide. Yeah, so it's probably worth it for you to just get an online guide until the end of the year, and they're pretty cheap. So.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So, Billy, do we have another caller?
Absolutely, we sure do. Here's Constance calling in from Seattle. Hi, Constance.
Yeah.
Hi, Constance.
Hi, Madeline. Thank you
for
taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been working at the same place for 5 years now, and it's just a little stagnant.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen anything else out there, and I was just wondering if there... is a good time to look for a new job, or, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting you would call in and ask that question because you're right now at a career peak. These only happen once every 29 years. I mean, after the first one. And so this one is probably, let's see, where was your first one? This might be your second one. Let's see. Yeah, probably your second one. So, and it'll be 29 years again before you have another one of these. So, and it lasts, it's probably going to last almost, well, probably a little bit more than 2 years. So this is a really good time for you to be finding some opportunities. Now, right now it looks like you're experiencing some political issues. Somebody feels perhaps threatened by you.
That's actually true.
So, you know, depending on whether or not you're attempting to take that person's job, you know, if you're not doing that, you might want to just reassure them that you're just there to support them.
I'm not. It's they're more. They kind of want to try to take my clients because I've worked for longer than they have.
Wow.
So that issue.
I see. Wow. So you have some support, but here you are in the midst of power struggles. So whenever you're encountering power struggles, the primary thing to remember is to transform yourself, not somebody else.
Oh, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't have any control over anybody else, and the outside is just reflecting your inner situation.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
Alan.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling into the show. And good luck with your situation.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye bye. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this: yesterday we had Thanksgiving, which reminds us of one of the most important prosperity principles there is: to be grateful. Practicing gratitude for the many blessings you have brings more and more blessings and more prosperity to you. It's a practice that is best done at least daily. And we may forget to be grateful for some common blessings: a bed in a heated home, a hot shower, breakfast, clean clothes, electric lights, a loved one's kiss, a working car, roads to drive on, and even that your heart beats without any assistance from you. If you stop and think about it, you can imagine many, many, many blessings for which most of us rarely feel grateful. But whenever you find yourself upset by anything, start thinking about 5 things that you're grateful for in that moment. And it will shift your energy back to a positive focus and get you back on track for prosperity. In fact, The more time you can spend feeling grateful, the easier it will be to attract prosperity to you. Oprah Winfrey said the single most important thing she ever did to change her career was to start a gratitude journal. And all you have to do for that is just write down 5 things each day that you're grateful for. Try it and see how well it works. Now, next Friday on December 3rd, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about prosperity for the holidays. So tune in again next Friday. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. So stay tuned next for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. She's on next. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org. Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacona, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacona, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at seattlenutrition.com. seattlenutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, Then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Every day, millions of Americans are putting themselves at risk just by writing a check, using a credit card, or an ATM. We're talking identity theft. And that's why the National Foundation for Credit Counseling has compiled a list of tips to help reduce the risk of having your personal information stolen. Never give out personal or account information when responding to a phone or email inquiry unless you initiated the transaction. Open your credit card and other bills promptly and reconcile your receipts and accounts. Just because your credit card is in your wallet, it doesn't mean you're not at risk. Skimming or stealing credit and debit card numbers is a huge part of identity theft. If you've been a victim or think your personal information has been compromised, you need to act immediately. The identity theft recovery process can be long and daunting, but you don't have to do it alone. Contact a certified counselor at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at 1-800-388-2227, who can guide you every step of the way. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
The Gary Mann Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
Feng Shui your home for the holidays with design expert Cynthia Chamos at 7 p.m.
Holiday stress? Let Paul Timo tell you how he relieves aches and pains down to the cellular level at 7:30.
Then at 8, we welcome Alicia Michelle, Dean of the College of Astrological Knowledge.
And for more good gab with great guests, tune in to Manson Mitchell in the morning on Saturday.
Manson Mitchell, Saturday morning at 10. The Gary Mann Show, Sunday evening at 7 Pacific.
Home foreclosure can be a nightmare. A couple of missed house payments, and before you know it, your house is being sold right from underneath you. You don't know where you or your family are going to live, or even where you are going to spend the night. If you don't think it can happen to you or anyone you know, think again. You don't have to face this alone. There is a new government-sponsored program that may help you keep your home. Nonprofit certified counselors from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling are available to work with you and can help you deal with your lender. And this service is completely free. The sooner you call, the better your options. Call 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. This nightmare does not have to happen to you. That number again, 866-687-6322. Or visit MortgageHelpNow.org.